The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I once asked this question in a poem: is God being or pure force? The wind or what commands it? It was a question set in motion by the many kinds of loss we live subject to. I've written many poems about private loss, but that question actually arose out of considering the widespread public devastation of natural catastrophe. Are we humans at war with the very earth and elements that surround us? What role can poetry play in the face of all the many things we rightly fear? Have you ever had a friend or maybe a parent or teacher who was able to help you see your way through a problem simply by guiding you to a different point of view? Someone capable of saying, "Try looking at it this way for a change," and then pulling you gently out of the perspective you're mired in? I once had a therapist who instigated a massive aha moment by pointing out that I was a victim of what she referred to as all-or-nothing thinking. I was thinking in absolutes. My life was either completely perfect or completely a mess. And if I wanted to fix something, I had to scrap everything and start over, which no reasonable person can do. I can't express the immediate and palpable relief that descended upon me when she got me to see that sometimes it's more useful to take on one small part of a problem rather than trying to tackle the whole. In some ways, maybe poems can serve a similar function to that honest therapist, by which I mean they help us to get close to the small pieces of things and to see the larger whole in ways we're not used to seeing it. That's not an instant cure-all for the problems real life serves up. I'm not sure if such a thing even exists. Sometimes, however, the invitation into a new outlook can bring about hope and relief. Today's poem is Wind by James Fenton. It invites readers to test what it might feel like to reject the distinctions like tribe and nation or even minute and century that function largely to separate one set of lives from another. Wind by James Fenton. This is the wind in a field of corn. Great crowds are fleeing from a major disaster down the long valleys, the green swaying wadis, down through the beautiful catastrophe of wind. Families, tribes, nations, and their livestock have heard something, seen something. An expectation or misunderstanding has swept over the hilltop, bending the ear of the hedgerow with stories of fire and sword. I saw 1,000 years pass in 2 seconds. Land was lost. Languages rose and divided. This lord went east and found safety. His brother sought Africa and a dish of aloes. Centuries, minutes later, one might ask how the hilt of a sword wandered so far from the smithy, and somewhere they will sing, like chaff we were born on the wind. This is the wind in a field of corn. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.